Well, this is one of our ponds. This is not the pond I'm going to talk about today, but this is one of our ponds, a body of water, and it's actually not that low right now. It's fantastic. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. So in water, there are sometimes, you know, slithery, hissing things. We got some monsters in these ponds on the farm, some big old cottonmouth water moccasins, and I don't play around with them. I don't toy with them. We don't have gators. I mean, there are some places in Arkansas, but we don't have them in Hill Creek on the farm, and I'm thankful. Boy, am I thankful for that. But this past summer, last summer, we went on vacation with some friends, and we had a Airbnb house that we rented, and in right in front of that house was a gator habitat. There were signs everywhere, don't get in the water, gator habitat, and sure enough, we saw them. There was a couple of them that lived in this little bitty tiny pond right out our front door. And they would make their way down to the bay at night and come back up into the pond, and they had sun. It was cool. Can I just tell you, I've stayed in various types of places for vacation, in various cities and areas and whatever. And I've had all kinds of different neighbors when I've been on vacation. But if I'm going to be honest with you, that was my least favorite neighbor of all vacations I've ever been on. Wasn't a fan of the gator. One thing I did notice, and this is a freebie, none of the neighbors had any cats. I mean, that was kind of weird. I kind of was wondering why they didn't have any pet cats running around. But anyway, I wasn't a fan of this gator. That's life, isn't it? I mean, sometimes in our lives, it may be a coworker, it may be someone that we go to school with, it may be someone that we live next to in our neighborhood, it may be a family member, and they are just difficult. They're just hard to be around. You're afraid that anything you say to them, they're going to bite your head off, kind of like that gator in the little pond out in front of our Airbnb in Alabama on the beach. You know what the scripture says? I love this. In Romans chapter 12, verse 18, Paul said, "As much as it depends on you." Now think about that. As much as it depends on you, do everything you can, do everything possible. As much as it depends on you, be at peace with all people. So can I encourage you today? Difficult people are part of life. When difficult people become a part of your life, you aren't responsible for their actions or their attitudes or the way they treat you, but you are very much responsible for the way you treat them. Shine the light of Jesus even when people are difficult, because He showed us the greatest example of that, didn't He? From the cross in that darkest moment, saying the words, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they do." There's our example. Hey, I'm so glad you chose to join me on the tailgate today. I'm going to save you a seat right here until next week when I join you again. Until then, I love you, and we'll see you next week on a tailgate.